This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, February 23rd. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. New water infrastructure bill. Farm bill markup delayed. Proposed farm bill would cut some EQIP funding. Rare Delta Alliance on water infrastructure. Senator Jerry McNerney of Pleasanton has broken a rare water alliance, teaming up with Restore the Delta and the state water contractors on a bill aimed at shoring up California's aging water backbone. SB 872 would dedicate an estimated $300 million annually from the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund to levee repairs, subsidence response, and other infrastructure upgrades in the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta and along key conveyance facilities tied to the state water project. The unusual coalition underscores mounting concern over flood risk and seismic vulnerability in the Delta, where many levees date back more than a century. Land subsidence in parts of the system has also reduced canal capacity, complicating deliveries to farms and cities. Supporters say the measure frames climate resilience as both an environmental and water supply imperative. By directing cap-and-trade dollars toward Delta stability, they argue the state can protect habitat, safeguard drinking water for millions, and improve reliability for agriculture contractors south of the Delta. In the meantime, McNerney has also filed legislation aimed at shielding California utility ratepayers from rising energy costs tied to data centers. SB 1168 would impose a surcharge on data centers that consume large amounts of electricity, directing the revenue to offset broader rate increases and provide relief for low-income consumers. McNerney said Californians already pay some of the highest utility rates in the nation, and as data center demand grows, driven by AI and other digital services, the cost of infrastructure upgrades could be passed on to ratepayers. The House Ag Committee's farm bill, a victim of the weather. Ahead of a winter storm yesterday, the committee postponed a meeting that was scheduled for today to begin debate on the legislation. The debate will now take place next week. The Environmental Quality Incentives Program could lose about $1 billion in budget authority over the next four fiscal years under the Farm Bill draft that now will be marked up next week. That according to new calculations by the Congressional Budget Office. When adjusting for sequestration, the program would lose roughly $325 million in budget authority for fiscal 27, $495 million in FY28, $118 million in budget authority for FY29, and $75 million for FY30, that according to CBO estimates. Now, Noah Wicks has more on the issue at AgriPulse.com. Hours after the Supreme Court issued a landmark ruling striking down President Donald Trump's emergency tariffs on Friday, the administration launched its backup plan. The plan B has, so far, involved imposing 15% global tariffs starting tomorrow with some agriculture carve-outs. The administration is also signaling future probes of countries' unfair trade practices, which could be used to justify new tariffs. But questions around what the trade landscape will look like in 2026 abound, and businesses may have to wait several weeks or even months until the dust settles for a clear picture. Refunds. The Supreme Court did not specify how refunds should be handled. Still not clear whether the administration will set up a program. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told CNN's Dana Bash yesterday it would be up to the lower courts to weigh in on whether refunds are necessary and how they should be handled. International fallout. While the new 15% global tariff represents a hike for some countries, the UK, for example, secured a 10% rate as a part of its tariff deal. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer told CBS yesterday no countries have indicated their deals are off. but country's response still unfolding. CNBC reported yesterday that Indian negotiators are postponing a U.S. trip set for this week to firm up a recent trade deal. The European Union-U.S. deal is also set to face key parliamentary vote on implementation tomorrow. A senior EU lawmaker is calling for a delay, citing, quote, pure tariff chaos and changed legal basis for the deal. As for China, a 15% global tariff represents a tariff cut on Chinese exports, which were subject to a 20% emergency tariff following Trump's late October deal. Will China adjust its tariff rates on U.S. products? So which countries will get a Section 301 probe? The administration said on Friday it will prioritize countries adopting unfair trade practices to get an unfair leg up in rice and seafood markets. It will also go after manufacturing overcapacity, among other issues. In addition, it says most major trading partners will be covered by the deals. China and Brazil already have ongoing investigations, but who else would be included and who will get a reprieve? That's still up in the air. Global tariff duration. Well, the law used to levy the new 15% tariff only allows the duty to stand for 150 days unless Congress signs off. Now, whether the administration will let the tariff lapse, go to Congress, or withdraw the proclamation and draft a new one after 150 days, at this point, still unclear. The dairy industry will likely see some shifts in consumption patterns it will need to adapt to in the years ahead, particularly as consumers age. Terrain economist Ben Lane said at the USDA's Ag Outlook Forum on Friday. Lane said that once consumers reach about 40 or 41, demand for dairy begins to level off a little bit. He said the dairy industry should start looking beyond cheesy pizza crusts and dipping sauces toward other products like higher protein lattes and fancier cheeses to meet shifts in demand in addition to foreign markets. He said that over the next several years, quote, it's going to be much more about balancing these things and adjusting to these realities and optimizing component production rather than just sheer growth that we've seen over the last 20 years. Well, here's today's final word. Our state folks are exhausted. They are just exhausted with high path avian influenza alone, let alone if another one comes along. So that would be a place for some funding. That's Ted McKinney. He's CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, was calling for more funding for animal disease tracking at the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service in the Farm Bill. He's on AgriPulse open mic this week. It's available now at www.agripulse.com. He continued and said, we really need for them to have more funding so that we can finish out traceability programs, and they have the people that can then help the states do the work. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, February 23rd. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.